I want to make sure I understand your question. You're asking why I'm even doing it.
Why would I do it?
Yes. For that reason. So I can...
The lot line, so you can redraw the lot lines?
Yes. Yes. When I had originally called Cody, because when I originally called Cody, he suggested this would be the best way to do it, which I don't disagree, but to move those lot lines. If I'm being blunt, I'm trying to do what I think, and Cody might even disagree with what I'm about to say, and that's okay, so I'm not pressing. We might disagree on this. I think that I could probably redo those lot lines now under replat and make it 10. I think Cody might disagree with that, and so instead of just disagreeing with Cody, I said, well, let's just do it the way you think I need to do it, and I don't see any objection to it. I don't see any reason why not to do the way that the planning and zoning department wanted me to, because it doesn't hurt me to do it the way planning and zoning department wanted me to.
He's right. He could have replatted. I just feel that you can control the development better with all those issues you're talking about, density, water, everything else, by making it what it is, you know, a bigger development.
By giving it the true zoning.
And then you've got all these regs that you can pull in, and it's not just whatever.
So hold on. So you're saying that you agree with him that he doesn't even have to come before us, and he could change that to 10 lines?
Yes, he could replat, yeah.
He could replat it to 10
lines. I don't feel it's the right thing to do.
Were you about to say something? You want a part of this conversation, Todd?
Sir.
Not my project. Do you have a specific plan to give you at the end, or we're just flying by night talking about 10 blocks, 13 blocks?
No,
Do you have to have a specific plan that he follows when he builds these?
Yes. Yeah.
Who
keeps track of that?
Cody. Planning and zoning administrator.
Okay. So if we go from, correct me if I'm wrong, if we go from R1 to R3, he has to follow restrictions. If we leave it at R1, he can replat it and doesn't have to follow the restrictions.
Right. I mean, he still has some restrictions, not as much.
Not as many.
When he replats under R3, he's got to submit me a plan, site plans, distances, setbacks. I assume he's wanting to create a little more green space.
You don't change in the middle of the stream, right?
No. That's not an option.
Mr. Maddox?
Thank you. Did I understand Mr. Finkenbeiner correct that he was willing to help the area get a special road district?
Are you being serious? Oh, no. No, what he said was he'd be willing to put in if the rest of the residents were willing to put in as well.
Okay, close.
Okay. Close to it.
Second question, if this gets approved, move to R3, developers sell property all the time. Good for them. God bless them. Capitalism is awesome. Is there something, if he's willing to say, I will stop at 10, is there something that could be put in place to limit the next developer if KJ Hotel Properties ends up not finishing and selling?
So that's a good question. Would that be part of like a deed restriction to where that it would be on the deed? How would that work?
Yeah, so we can do that way, but if you recall the one time we've done this before with Travis Elliott, the county's attorney agreed to that it would be enforceable through as part of the decision record that gets recorded. And I can't remember exactly how we set it up, Brandon.
But it was recorded to where it was,
yes.
It was a height restriction. I remember it.
Yes.
It was a height restriction and a density restriction.
Yes, it was. And that was recorded. The decision record
and
was
so
recorded.
If it was ever sold, it was a part of that deed or part,
right.
It was part of the recording, or not the recording here, but the recorded.
A restrictive covenant. Yeah, it became a restrictive covenant on the land.
Okay. Which followed the deed from person
right.
to person.
So it could. So the only way that could ever be changed is if the new landowner came back to the county
and
said,
the same
we want to go through the same process and say, well, we don't like this plan. We want to build 13 units again.
Well, now, can we also say it has to be 10 individual units? It can't be a traditional
yeah.
R3 structure?
Yeah.
And you're fine
yeah.
with that?
10 freestanding units, yes. Is that, I want to make sure, I'm not trying to be
no duplexes, no anything.
Correct.
10 single family freestanding structures.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes. That is the intent.
Does that make sense? Randy?
Yes, sir, that does make sense.
So it sounds to me like he's willing to restrict it to
10.
And it would restrict the deed, not just you.
That's right.
Not just current owner. 10 or less single family freestanding structures.
Yes. Yeah. I call them freestanding because I just mean
not
attached.
Right. You don't have duplex.
No stacked units.
Yeah. Sir, you had a question before we...
What does this do to the property next door?
It doesn't do anything to the property next door.
Right. So they could come in here and so my neighbor has R3, I want R3, and they could build a condo on.
Well, no, we would be going through the same process.
It'd be just like this. Just go through a public comment, and have a hearing.
If we're telling him no, there's no way we're going to tell somebody else yes on a high-rise condo or whatever.
Why do they not
make it R1? If you're going to do 10 homes, you're going to rebuy it. And
that was my question. Like, why do we go?
Why
but
do this?
It sounds to me like...
R3 creates a problem.
Wouldn't it have been a lot easier just to
rebuy
it for 10 homes and then go through this stuff? Leave it R1?
In hindsight, yes, it would have.
Yeah. Then turn down the R3.
Then what is the hidden print in the contract?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, to be honest with you. That's why I keep on asking, what am I missing?
I'm looking at it as an overall development instead of single units. It gives them a little more flexibility on open space for those units. It also controls the amount. I like that, by making them come through and do the process. Now, when he says he can replat, doesn't mean he can replat to 10. He can do whatever he wants.
Right, but he could also replat to 10.
He could.
Yes. Wouldn't that be much simpler?
Well, I kind of like the fact that you're controlling all the other aspects of it.
So now you have more parking for each lot, for every home. You pick up a little more space. What would be the restriction if you left it R1 and just went 10 spots? This makes no sense.
It's not.
Except the R3 has a hidden value on it.
It does not. There's no hidden value. You've seen the site plan. That's not made up. There's no hidden value. The truth is...
R3 property is always worth more than R1.
No. No, there's no hidden value. What Cody said is correct. It provides a more... It provides further structure. In R3 or in condo developments, there's more structure to the development, meaning legal structure. So, for example, I'll give you some examples. Inside R3 and in a condo, I can have more play with my setbacks. And so I can design
buildings.
Yeah, that's right. So basically it creates an envelope for me on site. So where you have 13 separate lot lines in R1, basically, you have, yes, I could go build 13, or I could re-subdivide it and make 10 today and build 10 instead of 13. But through this method, what it provides me, Cody's, it creates an envelope for this inside R3. Now, I won't be able to do more than 10, but I don't have to worry about how I place out those 10 units inside the envelope.
So the added value...
It gives me the developer flexibility inside the envelope of the land.
Because right now in the lots you have to meet those setbacks.
Yeah,
and if the lot lines aren't there, you can have them 10 feet from each other.
That's right.
But you still have to meet the setbacks from the outside property line.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I don't have, and then it's the lot lines internally that complicate things. And even if I redraw it, I still have to deal with that.
That would be the benefit.
But on R3, I can completely inside the envelope. Almost, if you want to think about it this way, eliminate the lot lines as long as I have just 10. As you know, in a condo, the actual lot is just the actual unit itself. Right. And so I can strategically place those 10 units inside the envelope how it best, I guess, we try to, as a developer, for cost reasons, try to work with the land, not against it. And so instead of building, 20-foot retaining walls and all kinds of crazy stuff like that, we try to accommodate the lots or the units on the land where they best fit with the land. And on a 2D piece of paper, lot lines look great, but in a 3D world, particularly in Taney County, as you guys know, those don't work out really well. And so this condo concept gives the developer inside the envelope a lot of freedom to maneuver. And when I talked to Cody, I said, well, here's how we typically do things. And he said, well, if you want to do that, you're going to have to do R3. And so that's how this came about.
Can you show me that development again, like the proposed?
Yeah.
So you had a question while they're looking that up?
Do you exactly know what he's going to do before he
plans? I do know what I'm going to do.
He's got a set of plans that is presented.
I know, we're talking about 17 different things. I mean, is he going to go with 10 or 13?
If it was to be approved, he couldn't go with 13 because it would be restricted to the 10 or less.
I think there's also another common misconception about this process is that everyone keeps saying, why, you know, he should have everything solved. No, that's not the process that this goes through. This is a rezoning process. So you're talking about land, overall land use. There's going to come a time where I have a site plan, I have to do engineer plans, a subdivision or a condo plat, and I take it to Cody, and he goes, and he's going to put me through the ringer and say, well, where's this? And I do have to have, by the time I apply for my building permit, the plan is finalized. But between now and then is when I work on the plans. This, the zoning is simply for the proposed land use, which is what this is.
This is just the first step.
Yeah.
Yeah. To the actual submittals of all the drawings and setbacks and how it's going to look and how it's all designed out. Once again, giving you more control under R3 than just letting them put it on the lot.
Giving you more control.
Giving me more control.
And yes. Giving him the ability to not.
To make it work better.
What are the setbacks, difference between R1 and R3?
Setbacks.
No.
I'm asking setbacks internally or setbacks from the road?
Yeah, are we talking about the distance between these so-called condos?
Yes. So
I've never understood why they're not just a house, two-story.
Internally in R3 on a condo, technically my internal setback can be zero, internally, not externally. So to the exterior lot line, no, that's not the case. But internally, a unit-to-unit can be up to, technically attach them.
But with what we're talking about doing, you won't be able to do that because we said single family
standing.
Correct. But I could put them close together.
You put them a foot apart.
Yeah, correct. I can't attach them. That's right.
Which would not be smart because you have windows looking at each other.
Yes, correct.
So this way he can have one well. Why couldn't he have one well with 10 houses and share it?
You can. The answer to that is you can.
But this requires him to have one well. Currently, he can have 13. Because then it'd be up to the individual
lot owner.
You could put 13. Let's be realistic.
Well, six. Say six.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Okay, you know.
But that's six individual wells with six individual problems.
But for me, that's just hard to even imagine because part of that's core land.
No.
I know, but that lot, an acre lot, doesn't seem big enough for me to have 10 houses on.
It's right there. Shows right there.
I see your drawing, but I'm just saying.
I can actually get even more than that. I can actually get more dense than that. I'm just being honest. I'm trying to be realistic and honest. And that you're right. The core land does come up in there. That's why it does the little jag in there. That's the core property right there.
Right. I know. I know where the
costs
are.
So it accommodates that, and we've already seen it done on top of the hill.
Yeah.
62 and, homes on 10 acres.
And I can't visualize how you're going to do an entrance on that road because that is very, very narrow. There's another home right there, and then there's a big ditch on the other side where the other lovely Big Bear Estates is. I'm not sure how you're going to maneuver all that.
We're really good at what we do. I mean it. No, I'm serious. We really are good.
But
no,
that's your opinion. Yeah.
It's hard to visualize, but in all honesty, we've done it before, stuff like this a lot before, and we're good at it.
But how are you going to get people with big Julie trucks and the boats to turn down that narrow thing, enter in that?
Oh no, I see what you're saying. No, that's not going to happen.
But it will happen.
So there'd be no reason for it to happen because this development will not be boating, taking their boats and doing a launch from that road. That's not what this is. Huh? That's correct, which means there's no boat launch necessary for this development.
So they're going to come on our property and launch their boat?
No. They can do a public launch. They do what I do. I have a boat dock. I have a boat on the lake, and I don't use the public launch that's next to my neighborhood, because it stays in the slip. So I launched a long time ago, I launched my public boat, or my boat on the public launch.